Welcome to another episode of For Life and Legacy. We're grateful that you joined us on today, and we look forward to making sure that we continue to add value to your life and your legacy. So go ahead, let's sit back. Don't relax yourself. Just get ready to do something great, because there is greatness in you. You are the creation of the Almighty God, and He does all things well. We have Dr. Stephanie Finney as our co-host, and I am Michael Coleman, your host on today. So let's look forward to greater things. Come on, say it with me. Greater things are coming, because there's greatness in me.
All right, Deuteronomy 30:30-19. This is from the NIV. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him.
All right. We got to get in that circle right there every day where we make the right choice. Mm-hmm. I know it's often difficult to make the right choice.
Yes.
The choices are why you are where you are right now. Mm. So many times we've made choices, mm-hmm. and I heard somebody say something the other day. People say sometimes you live with decisions you make. The truth of the matter is you live with the consequences of the decision.
Amen. Amen.
So we need to make sure the consequences that of the decisions we make, and in many instances we choose to think consequences are negative. But anytime you plant a seed and that seed turns out to be something that's fruit on a tree for your family to live by, these are consequences of making the right decision. Mm-hmm. Your whole family gets blessed behind it. So I just want to make sure we hear that over and over again, that those things will shift and change our lives. And I don't know, I'm hearing a little echo, but there we go. I think it went away. Glory be to God.
Yeah, All right. Me. I'm muted, but you keep going. You good.
Okay. But yeah, we want to make sure that these things are true. So let me say this. You have to be hungry enough to make the right decision. You have to be hungry enough to make the right decision. Now, I want to do this real quick, because let's go to Psalms 100. We touched on this before. Psalms 100, verse 3. And it reads simply, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Here's something that we could hone in on. We should hone in on the simple fact that the writer, when he's writing this, has stated, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." He is at no point in time asking you to believe that. He thinks that you would have the wisdom to know that there is a God. There's no question in your mind whether or not there is a God. Right? If you can look up and see that there's a moon in the sky at night, mm-hmm. sun during the day, mm-hmm. then there has to be a God or somebody puts this in order.
That's right.
At the end of the day, you cannot say this randomly happened. Mm-hmm. So He's taking into consideration that you're wise enough to know that there's a God. But even so, knowing that He's God, that He made us and not we ourselves. So I'll say it this way. When you buy a car, that car comes with a manual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, we're trying to just jump in the car. I've used this before. We jump in the car and we try to drive down the road. But if you get one of these newer cars, you might want to read the manual. They put so many options and so many things in those newer cars that if you don't read the manual, you may not be able to take full advantage of all that the car is able to do.
Yes.
And in some cases, you might be frustrated because the car is doing something that you don't expect it to do.
Hmm.
In many instances, this is true because there's a book called the Bible, and it actually is a manual for living. And you might be surprised at what's happening in your life that the Bible's already told you is going to happen. But because you didn't read it, or you don't want to read it as often, you just kind of want to get into life and drive it down the road.
That's right.
You know, you got to be careful, because what will happen is that you might not arrive in the destination that you wanted to arrive at simply because you didn't take the time. So I want to say this. Every day you make a choice, every day you make a decision, every day you then produce fruit like consequences. I'll give you an example. There's not a tree on a planet that's healthy that doesn't produce some type of fruit, something to benefit the environment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in some cases, if you get to the right tree, there's never been a tree that's ever brought you its fruit.
True.
Right? Its job is to produce fruit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People who are hungry will come get it.
That's right. I like that.
So let's say, so if you are then planted and made by God, stop trying to get people, stop trying to make yourself go to people. You have to produce something to make people come to you.
Hmm.
And the only way you're going to produce it is if you actually get into the will of God and know what he has planned for you. And sometimes we try to, you know, go to the side and get out of that, but that is not how we get to the good place. That is not how we get in a place where everything is good and good. Right? Right? We want to get in that place by following. So we know that he has made us, and not we ourselves. Because sometimes when we think we've made us, then we go by our own plans. Mm-hmm. We do our own thing, and we make it up as we go along. But if we are his people in the sheep of his pasture, then we should look forward to him instructing us and guiding us and putting us down the right path. There's another scripture that's specifically in Deuteronomy 8:2 that says he actually will put you through these, allow you to go through the desert so he could see what was in your heart, to humble you, to see what's in your heart, to make you. I promise you I'm going somewhere, because at the end of the day, he wants to see something. Now turn with me real quick to let's go to Proverbs 16, and I believe it's 26. And when you get there, sister, while you're turning, I do want you to read that out of your Bible right there.
Proverbs 16:26.
Proverbs 16:26.
All right, Proverbs 16:26. Okay,
I'm saying this because sometimes we got to realize what we have a taste for. Go ahead, if you could.
The appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on.
You know, I've been looking for a scripture very similar to this. And you could read it over and over again. But I've used this before. And you ever heard somebody say, you got to be hungry. You got to be hungry. Mm-hmm. You got to be hungry. Mm-hmm. This is telling you all day long that you will be driven by your hunger.
Hmm.
You will be driven by your hunger. If you aren't hungry, you will be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what happens to lazy people.
Hmm.
Right? Lazy people, according to the text, even the scripture said that he went by a sluggard's field or a slothful man's field, and it had grown over. Mm-hmm. When you're lazy, things fall apart. Mm-hmm. Things don't end up being in a place that they should be. Guess what? When you're lazy, how about this? I'll give you another scripture. The scripture says a man born of a woman is of a few days and his life is full of trouble. What does that mean? If you're lazy, are you prepared for trouble?
No.
Mm. No, you don't have a strategy. Mm-hmm. You don't have a strategy. You don't have tactics. You're busy allowing yourself to enjoy life and just waiting. Hey, just waiting for whatever. I don't know what you're doing when you're lazy. I can't be lazy. I'm just telling you right now, I can't stay in the house half time. But I will tell you right now, there are people out there that say, well, I'm just going to take my time. I'm going to see what's going to happen. And you know what? There is nothing in the Bible that does that for you. There's nothing in the Bible that actually says, hey, why don't you just sit around and be lazy?
No.
That's not in there.
Yeah.
I promise you it's not in there. You know how I know it's not in there? Because I'm going to take you to these scriptures right here. We already see we got to be hungry. We got to be hungry. And there's another scripture. Do this for me. Psalms 63.
Okay.
Psalm 63, verse 1. We have to be hungry. We have to stay hungry. Now, I want to take it to the basic of what we ought to be hungry for, because I think we already know what we ought to be hungry for, right? And sometimes the world will try to put this shiny object in front of us. And, you know, that shiny object might draw our attention. And depending on your gift and your talents and your abilities, you might feel drawn to it. But here's the first thing you ought to be hungry for. Psalm 63 and verse 1 says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Hey, listen, I'm going to go on to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. The understanding here is that if you are born again, that you ought to be hungry for what God has. You ought to be thirsting for what God has. You ought to be asking God every morning, give me more of what I need. So that I believe the Bible, one of the prayers says, give me my daily bread, right? Mm-hmm. And another scripture goes on that said, God fed them from manna from heaven. So if you want to get fed, you want some good bread, you want it from heaven. Jesus goes on to say specifically, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. I'm telling you right now, that means he even told people that if you want to live, you got to eat of me. You got to eat of me. Even more so when you take communion, you got to eat the body and the blood. You see that you have to be hungry. It's over and over again that you're hungry for him, his righteousness, and his way of doing things. And I'm going to say explicitly, let me paint it this way. The reason you want to be hungry for God, and I'm going to paint this picture. What if you wanted to win a game? You want to win at a game. Would you want to talk to somebody who played the game, or would you rather talk to somebody who created the game?
I love how your eyes are going back and forth. whoever created the game, obviously. Yes.
Whoever created the game, he understands the rules. He knows what the object is. And at the end of the day, you want to hear from that person you want to hear from, because they have the intellect, the knowledge, the know-how. They'll know what's going to happen, right? Even so, if we actually took the time to give God his due, we would give him a lot more credit. There's another song that says, you know, at the end of the day, we all gonna bow, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. So why wait till then? You might as well start now. Why not? Why? It's going to happen anyway. So depending on where you end up or how you end up, you might as well just start now. Just start now. You might as well start now asking and being hungry when you wake up in the morning. God, what's my next move? God, what's my next move? And you say, well, maybe, and I'll touch on that. Well, God didn't answer me. And you wake up the next morning and you ask him again, because his mercies are new every morning. So you ask him again. And guess what you do? You ask him until you get an answer. Now, I know some people say, well, bro, I don't know if I have that much time. Well, you know what? I don't know how much time you have either. But I know you don't have time to waste. So you could try it on your own. I don't know. Many have tried. But I can guarantee you this. If you're talking to the person who wrote the game, who knows the game, knows the laws of the game, I can guarantee y'all ever played that game Monopoly. You get the right card and you skip all the way around. See, sometimes we think because God didn't answer us on the first day, second day, or third day, and we've been trying this over and over again, then maybe he's just not listening. It's not that he's not listening. It's that he knows what the timing is. See, you got to have talent, but you got to have timing. Got to have a gifting, but you got to have timing. It doesn't matter. If God, you could be anointed as all get out. But if the appointment isn't ready, then it doesn't matter. You have to move. You don't try to move before your appointment. I guarantee you, if you have an appointment with the dentist on tomorrow and you show up and you showed up today, they would look around like, we're not expecting you. Maybe we can squeeze you in. Maybe. Right? Or if your appointment was for today and you show up tomorrow, where were you? You yes. missed your
and you're gonna pay that late fee.
So you might as well get in line for the appointment. Just know that the scripture says that there is an appointed time. there's an appointed. Habakkuk 2 says that there is an appointed time. You know, you go, you, though it tarry, wait for it, for it shall come to pass. We have to take that belief structure. We have to take the belief structure that all things were made by God. We just read that in Psalms. We were made by him. He's got this under control. The moment that you feel that he doesn't have it under control is because you feel your time is waning and you feel like you've run out of time. But again, I think we've covered this before. He created time. Matter of fact, he put the sun, the moon in the sky for time and for seasons. I remember that somewhere in my scriptures. It's in the first chapter, I believe.
Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Genesis. So he starts off telling you, I'm in control of time.
Yes, he does.
Just in case you will think you're running out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, we got to get out of here for right now, but we have part two coming up for you. We want to make sure you know that you are more than welcome to join us on the next episode. It should be published on Monday of next week. But come on now. We want to stay encouraged knowing that there is greatness inside of you. We want to keep meeting to get that greatness out of you. Amen. And we're believing this is going to continue to add value to your life and your legacy in Jesus' name. I almost forgot. Please remember to hit that like and share button. Subscribe, subscribe. Please remember to hit that like, share, subscribe button so we can continue to bring this to you. All right.